Ready?
Yeah.
All right.
The time is now 7 o'clock. It's March 2nd. We'll call the council meeting to order. First pledge of flag.
Announcement of recording. President Steele announced that the meeting is being digitally recorded for assistance in preparation of the minutes.
It's reading your minutes.
And asked whether anyone else.
All right, we'll pledge the flag.
Sorry.
I pledge the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It should stop.
I don't know where it's from.
You might hit the button or something. I hit the button once before and it'll only read and then stop. So you should be okay.
Maybe something was highlighted. I don't know.
Council members present. Lisa.
Here.
Sue.
Here.
Karen.
Here.
Myself. Bruce is absent. Mayor Prater is joining us on Zoom, as well as Sam from Fitzpatrick, Buba, and Lentz, I think.
Lentz, yes.
Yeah. Burris listener Michael Ball, Tyler Evans from Van Cleef, and two others are in the audience. Announcement of recording. The meeting is being digitally recorded by the Secretary for Assistance in Preparation of the Minutes. Is there anyone in the audience who plans to record the meeting? All right, none. Approval of the meeting agenda and any amendments. Any changes that need to be made?
I make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
I'll second it.
Lisa made the first. Karen is making the second. Is there any discussion on the table or the audience? All right, hearing none, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Aye. Motion carries 4-0. Item 6, action on the minutes for February 2nd, 2026.
I'll make the motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second it.
Lisa made the first. Karen is making the second. Any discussion from the table or the audience? Hearing none, call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 4-0. 7, Secretary Treasurer's report.
The meeting packet included the financial statements for the month of February 2026. Bills presented for payment, borough operations, $51,293.80. Sewer operations, $156,440.13. Garbage operations, $9,378.77. Estimated payroll and payroll taxes, $6,300. Escrow, sewer, UMBT, Land Tech, Van Cleef, $256.50 for a total of $223,669.20. Transfer $75,000 from the real estate fund to the general fund to cover expenses. Are there any questions?
Just real quick, I didn't go through every single thing. What made it $156 for the sewer? What did we make the payment for?
Oh. I'll look. It was Diane's. She paid.
Oh, like why it's high. There was a drawdown for the grant.
The grant.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So she paid that out.
There was an expense, but an income. So it looks like we paid it, but we got money in from the grant.
That's right.
All of a sudden, my brain was catching up.
And I didn't go in it.
Yeah, that's fine.
But I figured somebody would know.
Yes, there was a drawdown for the grant. So we had to pay it out, but we got reimbursed on it. I think we already have it.
Yeah, I think it was like 90 some thousand for the screen, and then I think you got that now, so.
All right, do we have a motion to approve the financial report?
I make a motion to approve the financial report.
I'll second it.
And Karen will second. So we have first and Lisa second from Karen. Any more discussion? Hearing none, call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 4-0. And we have a motion to approve the bill list.
I make the motion to approve the bills or pay the bills as presented.
I'll second it.
First from Lisa, second from Karen. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions, motion carries 4-0. Do we need to do the transfer separate, or can we, because she included that in her reading of the bills.
I did not notice that that was part of the bill.
Okay, so we'll do the transfer separately.
Yeah.
Okay.
I make a motion to accept the transfer of $75,000 from the real estate fund to the general fund of other expenses.
I'll second it.
First from Lisa, second from Karen. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 4-0. Number 8, Golden Property Maintenance Code Appeal. That's going to continue to be tabled until next month. Public comment? There's nothing listed. 10, Route 80, Route 611 update, and Tara is here.
Good evening. The only thing I want to talk about tonight is the pleasant, even though we don't like the information always, the pleasant communication we can continue to get from PennDOT. At least they're providing the responses that we were hoping for in terms of transparency and good communication. So what I'm referring to is the email you should have all gotten that really has thorough responses to what I count as 11 different categories. So I thank you for sending me off to follow up last month, because I think we were very effective as a unit, which is what we're trying to do here. The one that I was most, even though in general, and also for the minutes, PennDOT is has gone out and checked whether the lights are functioning as designed, and when they're there, they report they are. Even though the public consistently reports intermittent issues with that light, so you know when they're this thorough, I don't. You know, you can't really peck and tell them you need to have somebody there 24/7. But we need to keep bringing this up to keep it going with them, to keep it front and center. There were a few others. They told us why, as I had reported, they can't do tickets at the light because they're not permitted in this configuration, period. Even though you see them on 80, even though you see them at street stoplights, this is a configuration that doesn't allow for that. So that's just not an option. So it's nice to have that kind of response that we can share with the public. Some other things that were, one I want to feature, and that was I went right at the regional emergency response situation. You know, we have no current coordination that has elevated in any way as a result of the situation we have. Like, that is our third lane of a three-way highway when you consider 80 and 611 as an interstate. We're down a lane with a situation. When this first started, there was discussion about creating a task force kind of thing to address, an emergency services task force to address that, and that kind of fell by the wayside. Nicely enough, I'll read this one, that EMS groups and stakeholders will be involved during the public outreach task of the ongoing study. The design team has been mobilized and is working on preliminary steps to begin such tasks. Very specifically, that means we're waiting for that public information session that's going to start with the local officials and stakeholders for the big 611 project. And front and center, they're already working on that kind of a task force. So we'll just keep nudging. So what I'd like to ask is if you see any problem with me putting this kind of information out to the public. I mean, I know the answer is there's no problem with it, but it just, since I was representing municipalities, it feels better for me to hear from you that
I don't, because I think a lot of the public have the same concerns and see the same things, yeah. And they're not seeing the answers that we're asking. Well, they're not seeing the questions that we're relaying and then the answers that we're getting. So I don't think it harms me.
Okay. I prefer to not name the municipality that sent me off to do this. I prefer to keep it more generic instead of singling out the municipalities. Yeah. I just want to make sure you're comfortable with that and understand why I do that. Yeah. That's really about it. Anything?
Okay.
I was just going to mention, so the other week, I don't remember what week it was, Friday night, Saturday night, I was going, 80 was backed up heading into
Eastbound.
Mm-hmm. And Saturday. I was pulling out of Delaware Ave and I had to wait like 20 mm-hmm. cars all at once.
They were running the light.
And Lance and I said,
I was downtown.
There is no way that light mm-hmm. held that many people, nope. Even as it is. Sometimes.
So they just kept going.
We all said the same thing then because I
made a train. So they made a train.
They did. They just.
And I mean, it's not so bad when you do the train, though. Not that I'm promoting.
Right. There's no gap then.
No gap, so nobody starts through. But sometimes I can be like the third to fourth car, and people are going at a good rate.
She had that happen.
And the light turns yellow, and I'm thinking, how does the other end get 6 to 7, 8 cars? And then other times, I'm, you know.
It can vary by how fast people are taking off and going. If the first car takes a minute to get going,
and they're on their phone.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm not noticing a delay that people are going, and sometimes that light changes like by the fourth car, and sometimes the last 8. Like, so it does vary. So people are late. I've seen it.
I've sat there. It's so funny because the one day it happened, I was by myself, and the last time was my husband was in the car. It cycled twice coming south, and we were sitting waiting north, and it cycled. Mm-hmm. And then there was a big gap in the car, like traffic, and then next thing you know, they're coming again. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I had a hiccup. Apparently, that's a problem.
When you're sitting at the northbound light.
Yes,
it never happens the other way.
It doesn't happen the other way.
I have to disagree.
I've never had it happen the other way.
One time it happened when I was heading south on 611. I sat there and I waited and cars came through and I sat and I sat and it was quite a delay. And then another group came through and I'm like,
see, I've never had it happen
one
south.
One more time I was gonna try to turn around or I wasn't sure what I was gonna do because it's so tight. But yeah.
But the vast majority
is
it's the northbound. Yeah.
I do need to follow up because there were some additional comments of high safety matter that I am going to follow up. I got to figure out how to do it in a diplomatic
way. Polite way. Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
When there's an 80 is shut down in one direction or the other, I'm sure they can't, but why can't they somehow manually operate that light to let 30 cars go through? There's 2 cars here and 50 waiting to go. Yeah.
So I guess what you're saying is you're hoping that's going to be a priority during the emergency task force.
Yes. Meeting, 3 years from now when they finally come up with a solution.
No, I think that's going to happen.
That's a recommendation I would make. When there is an emergency or an accident or a shutdown on 80,
exactly.
They need to make adjustments on this light to keep traffic going somewhat because people get frustrated. I'll be honest, I was sitting in it for a half hour trying to get home. And you know what? I was kind of annoyed.
Yeah.
So, tensions.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why a group of them.
Right.
Because I was downtown.
Can't blame them.
I looked at them and I was like, that's like 20 cars. Mm-hmm.
So
I'm like, there's no way. It's like they literally, our light changed and it was red and they were backed up all the way past the footbridge. And I'm like, be that many cars coming through that light up there.
What about a posted number? Like, instead, I mean, there's nobody knows what to do there in terms of if there's an issue. There's another confrontation.
Like, there's no, like
just because there's a confrontation, am I supposed to call 911?
Right.
Like, so,
Like they have on the other things, like the hashtag, like, whatever, like you could call.
So I guess you're wondering if a number could be
put up, some
what
sort
to do.
I don't know, that might just delay some people because they won't think to snap the picture and take it and call later.
Right, they want to do it then.
And hold up everything right then and there.
But food for thought maybe, just a little.
How about take a picture of this number and call your concern? Oh, no, that would lead too many calls. Maybe there's a reason.
Maybe it is. Yeah. Well, thank you for the continued conversation, little by little. And this is it's not trivial to be doing this. You know, this is, if we weren't doing this, nobody would be.
Right.
So we all collectively having this kind of voice. And the same conversation, by the way, goes on with Smithfield Township and Upper Mount Bethel. So we are really. United.
It's the same conversation.
Yes. So just, I'm the one at these meetings, so I want you to know that it's appreciated that you took the initiative on this round, and they note that.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. I think sometimes too, I don't as much now, but I was going every day, twice a day, one each way at least, and things that I had noticed that I usually tell you, or I take a picture and you send it to Lance and say, tell Tara.
And I get
them. Well, because by the time I get to work, I don't have that, you know what I mean? I just can't process the ride because it hits me when I walk in the door. But the one day, I guess during one of the storms, a tree fell over and was kind of in the way. And I'm thinking, you know, a bigger truck is going to hit it. Or hit it, break it off, and now it's in the road, and you really can't stop to pick up and they're big. I don't know that people would be able to pick it up anyway. And so there's branches come over. Nobody, I'm sure, knows what to do. That ice that was melting over and looked like, I saw that made Facebook, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was helpful. And they went out. Yeah, that was very helpful. They went out that day.
Because, I mean, that was out, and it was 6 inches.
And people are assuming.
Something
that something's
else.
Being done.
Right.
And that's my point of wondering if a number should be posted or something.
I did notice, not in the actual one way, but just so they know, there are still rocks coming down. They're just not big. I think they hit and break, but that might not always be. They might come down bigger chunks soon. Just saying.
Yeah.
That. So that they're aware, this little thing fits all of the problem.
So you've seen rocks in the one-way configuration?
At the beginning, at the north.
Just recent.
Southbound, I saw them, right? Did you see them?
Yep.
When you say south, in the two-lane, not the one-way configuration, in the two lanes, in the southbound lane.
Right.
Yes.
Right at the beginning of the one-way.
Yeah.
But it was southbound. So rocks are starting to come down, and I'm sure it's things.
The freeze thaw.
Right. It's the season for rocks.
Well, because, you figure the ice got in and expanded it, and now it's coming.
And we've not had this kind of freeze thaw like.
And then have those huge trucks coming through, dump trucks, and they're vibrating. And I'm thinking, I'm questioning how much longer I want to go through.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, they're there. So it didn't solve the problem. I'm glad that the road is open. Lance and I were talking, they should just make it two-way. Rocks will come down, let the rock come then.
I wish.
If you're not going to put a big wall up like we need here on this side, I have yet to see rocks come down on 80, but I've seen them start to come down again here.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sorry.
Yeah, fantastic.
No,
thank you.
Rocks will come once in a blue moon.
Good to have you, Mark.
Well, I just wanted them to know that it didn't solve the rock problem. It just made it maybe.
Well, what they did is they had geotechnical engineers go up there, and they did LIDAR also on that slope. So they knew where there were significant issues. Therefore, they weren't going to reopen that road.
So for the record, if there is an issue, nobody knows who to call, or is there someone to call?
I put out there, call 911.
Just call 911.
I called 911, and I guess if it's okay with you, I'll ask them if that's really what they want doing, or is there a special number that they would appreciate us putting out?
I guess it doesn't hurt to ask them.
Yeah, it's just another helpful, we're just being helpful.
Even if it doesn't get posted, at least then we even know, though, if someone calls into our office and says, hey, they're who do I reach out to, there's a number that.
I mean, it's a maintenance issue under normal conditions, but this is not normal.
Right.
Anything in there is should they consider anything that happens in there an emergency?
I think so.
I do. And then let them send it off.
Even if it was a regular road. I mean, I did call 911 years ago when a rock was in the road on 611 up in that area 4 years ago. And I just said, nobody's dying. It's not an emergency, but it's going to be pretty soon if somebody doesn't roof the rock and I don't know who to call.
Somebody gets it, right.
Okay, so it could be anywhere on any road. There's a tree down or a rock down anywhere.
Does anybody remember like 10 years ago when a huge boulder that they had to take like a backhoe and lift it up and took it down to the point of the mountain?
Yeah, still sitting there.
No, they broke it up.
Oh, they broke it up.
There might be some of it left, but there was a huge, like bigger than the size of a Volkswagen.
That's what closed it.
When we know before that.
Years ago. I don't remember. How long ago?
About 10 to 15
years. Oh, that long ago.
No.
Because I used to have to take the shuttle at the hospital, and I missed the shuttle, and I was so mad. I got the next shuttle, come home, I had to hit my brakes. Here's this huge, then they made it one lane because they were there. I mean, it was huge, like a Volkswagen. And the next day, I'm like, how the hell are they ever going to get that out? Next day when I went up, I thought, let me try it. There it sat, and they had like a backhoe bulldozer, whatever lifts up a huge rock that looks like a Volkswagen, and there it sat. I tried to find pictures and I couldn't, but they busted it up and took the majority of it away. I don't know if they took it all away, but I just was like, heck. I was so grateful. There was one car in front, but it was bigger than the vehicle. And I'm like, I was so grateful because I thought I could have been driving there and it came down on me. So that was like 10, 15 years ago. But I always felt it was odd that they never felt that the gap was an issue beforehand. Yeah.
Opportunity.
Right? Okay. Have anything else?
Shift to
Delaware.
I got nothing. Except that I did go research. Upper Mount Bethel was supposed to. I'll change that. So Upper Mount Bethel, the next time they meet, which should be on the 9th, they will be deciding. You know, somebody's going to have to make a motion to approve me writing that resolution of support to add their segment and Jacoby Creek. Or just the segment, or just a, you know, whatever, so that they can then, somebody would then second it, and they would vote to send me off and doing that. If nobody seconds, it would be dead in the water that night, and then we move on. But that was supposed to happen the last meeting, but we had snow. So that's going to happen on the 9th. In addition, I did go back and look at why I was curious about your grant. When you guys said you were submitting the grant, a little voice was like, I didn't think it qualified. And so I'm curious about something, if I may, on that. So it says mandated mitigation projects, permit requirement studies, and capital or construction projects are not eligible. Had you inquired as to why this might have been, or did you miss that one? This is considered a capital necessary project, is it not?
In my thing, because it was up to $5,000, in the grant I wrote about we would like the full $5,000, but then I had seen where
they do more.
They would do more. So I put in that area, the one that was how much are you asking for, I put in there, that was when we had the 70. $1,000 quote,
right.
Whatever that quote was, I added in there that we would be grateful, or we wanted the full $5,000. But then there I wrote, this project is really costing blah blah blah. We would greatly appreciate if we could be considered for the whole whatever the price was. And
but they never communicated why you didn't get it. I think
they just said, thank you for your application.
I'm wondering if that's why.
Blah, blah.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that's why, because it was a cap. It is considered a capital project. Is it like, I don't do this kind of municipal stuff.
It is, yeah.
A required kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
I want you to know, I don't think, you know, it wasn't like, I don't think it was Portland could have. Let's decide, do we or don't we? I think it might have been eliminated.
Based on their criteria.
So I want to find that out.
I'm trying to think what part of the criteria I felt we could go with.
Oh, there's loads of it.
And I forget what it was because I didn't look at it as a true capital budget.
Yeah.
Depending on the obligation, because I think I've heard of that kind of thing before. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah.
So I would consider it truly a capital thing.
Right. Okay. I want to get into that because I take
it personally.
I am. I want to fight for us.
Yeah. I just was hoping 5,000 at that point. I was just going to
be happy. Yeah. Every little bit.
Yeah. Everybody this, and then they got off on the, oh, well, we can do big projects. And I don't know how some of the others that they approved what would be considered a capital project with the amount of money that they got.
What they've done doing more is some of their regular partners, they've extended it to more. So by saying that it's more, it allows them to do that. So I just wanted to make sure we weren't missing an opportunity.
I have another plan. Don't worry.
Excellent. Okay. All right. Sorry to take up so much time.
We're good. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Liberty Water Gap Trail, Emmett. Yeah. Just say something. Cindy's not here. She's not used to a meeting so early, so. He is not here. He's just on
me. Ask him if he wants to report.
Lance, do you have anything you want to report?
I do know there was a bigger meeting last week. I don't remember the date.
It's on Wednesday normally.
But it was at, not Alpine, but somewhere up Alpine
Mountain. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Up there.
Well, we'll see. Sometimes Cindy will pop in, but it's normally later in the meeting.
They had a big meeting, and then they have, after the meeting, they
have. I got nothing, Steph.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Took me a while to find a meeting.
Oh, that's okay. Lisa thought maybe you might, because there was a meeting that you had gone to a week or so ago.
With the snowshoe
wall. The big thing was, I brought up last week, that 611 is closed and we're not supposed to be in there.
Oh, okay. For foot traffic.
Thank you. Yep. Sandy said something
at that meeting. Yeah.
And the chatter
continues. Right, the chatter continues. All right.
She doesn't stop.
Borough Engineers Report. Tyler, let's see. Let's go down our list.
All right.
Stormwater.
Yeah. So, the appraisal's still ongoing for the stormwater.
Okay. And FLB is on the phone, so we can ask them.
Yeah, so we might have to be some coordination here to get that done.
Okay.
The guy wants to get on the property, but has to go through attorneys, so.
So Steve or Sam, I know you're on Zoom. Are you both there?
It's just me right now. I don't see Steve is joined.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you were both together. So the question is, we've got an email about coordinating the easement with the property owner's attorney. So are you going to be making that arrangement, or do you want Tyler to work on coordinating that with the property owner's attorney?
So it could work a number of ways. We can coordinate with the appraiser and the property owner's attorney regarding the time to get out there for an appraisal. I know the appraiser wanted to have a member of the borough engineer staff there just so he has some understanding where the appraisal is going to take place. Or if Tyler is comfortable, he can reach out to the appraiser and then we can put you in touch with the landowner's attorney about coordinating a time for access to the property for the appraisal.
Yeah, that's fine with me. I can try and work out a time with the appraiser when he wants to maybe get out there. And then if you give me the contact to whoever I need to reach out to, I'll certainly reach out to them and try and...
Yep.
All right, so you'll email that to Tyler then, and then you can, okay.
Yep, absolutely. And then the only other item regarding the appraisers and the easements were the authorization for us to draft and send another letter to the owner, Mr. Engel, with in accordance with the eminent domain code for the 10-day access for appraisal that we were going to draft and provide you guys a copy. But before we did that, we wanted to ask for authorization to do that so we can keep the process moving forward.
Okay, so you want to make a motion for the council authorizing them to...
I make a motion to have the attorney reach out to the appraiser to do the appraisal.
Coordinate
with the property owner.
The property easement, right? That's what you're looking for?
Correct, yep. Yeah, we were going to follow up with another letter pertinent to the eminent domain code that basically provides them 10 days notice of prior to entry. And then if that didn't work, we'd have to petition to the court. But that's another discussion for another day, I should say.
So Karen's making the first?
Mm-hmm.
I'll second.
Lisa's going to make the second. Any further discussion? All right, hearing none, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 4-0. So you're good to go for that, Sam. And then Tyler, you and Sam can join me.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yep, I will be in touch with Tyler.
And then I'm sure that, so for the bid packet, I know it was in the council packet.
Is that the 221 page?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who has time to read all that? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
I started to read it. I'm like, how many pages? I'm like, I can't read all
that. So I assume you guys did not at FLB have a chance to get through that document.
That was my other follow-up. We are still working our way through comments to that bid document. I know a number of the items are obviously technical, but we still needed some additional time to review, so we will have comments back before the next borough council meeting.
Perfect. Okay.
Great. Yeah, that's what I was going to kind of go into. So I sent that over. I'm sure they didn't have enough time. So really, the main goal, though, is we really, by the 23rd meeting, we don't feel there's any more time after that. So that 23rd meeting, we'd really like to have approval to move forward with the bid here.
Okay.
And,
well, looking at the timeline, right, that you sent that goes along with all that,
You're
confident that all those dates should work out with the grant and getting the bids in, the work done, the payments out. You're confident this is a good timeline?
Yeah, we're confident that this timeline will work. It puts us right to that mid-September, near end of September. So that's why if it wouldn't happen on the 23rd at the end of this month, we wouldn't feel confident. We would be pretty worried that it wouldn't happen, so it's really a big push that we're going to try and recommend here to keep you guys in the timeline here.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, so you know, assuming there's no issues and we can work it out, and the 23rd at that meeting, we get the okay to move forward.
I'm just wondering, what if there is an issue? If I feel like it's getting cut so close.
There's an issue, no, we're going to have a problem. Closer than we'd like. We have it built in this timeline that it would be 120 days of substantial completion and 140 days for final completion, which puts us at September 21st for a borough to approve that final payment application at that last meeting on September 28th. So we're right at the end.
I think it's cutting it close, to be honest with you. I mean, do we have to wait to the 23rd?
Well,
I mean, we can't do it tonight because they're not ready.
Well, that's the thing. If FLB isn't, if they're reviewing it, it's all kind of on their timeline to review it and get it ready.
And we can provide comments prior to the 23rd that will be up for discussion. So it's not like we'll have to take the whole time during the meeting on the 23rd to run through all those comments. But and like I said, most of it's technical. There should only be a few areas to note any applicable comments we would have.
Well, I have to be honest, I'm relying on your expertise because it's kind of out of my
zone of expertise,
right?
And I was like,
well, I'm relying on you, your expertise. That's all I'm going to say.
I think we feel pretty good about it, so hopefully agrees with that.
Okay.
But either way, I think we would be able to get worked out whatever was needed to by this 23rd meeting.
Okay.
You know, we'd like to have the bid open on April 1st, so we have to do an advertisement. You know, we looked into the key. I don't know.
It's so expensive.
Yeah, so it was
more expensive than a regular public, a regular paper.
Yeah, it was $495 for a, for in 2 weeks for a half page advertisement. So it'd be just shy of $1,000, $990 for advertising.
Yeah.
And people get bids in that quick, and then they're ready to do, here's my bid, and I can start in 6 weeks and get this done.
Yeah, do you do municipal? How does that
it's on
PennBid. Or PennBid, that's
at PennBid. Yeah, so it'll be on PennBid. And, I mean, that's the funniest thing is, you know, you have to put out this advertisement, but anyone who's actually interested will get notified on PennBid.
So we typically will do, for us, the Pocono Record. Have you looked into that for cost at all?
So
or?
I had a question about, is the Pocono Record and the Pocono Time two different things?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I looked into the Pocono Time, which was more, but so I didn't look into the Pocono Record. The Pocono?
I thought that was a little bigger.
So we're not doing that.
So I brought the Pocono Time, and their half-page ad was $524 per week.
I use the key to advertise for the fire department, so I know they're a little pricey, but their circulation is...
Yeah,
this is all... I don't think this is good.
Is
it outdated? So we
can only... No, I just...
I know the key number that I have is good because I just called.
And I would say there. Yeah, so I would look into the Pocono Record maybe for the next week,
yeah,
and then we can decide which one we want to do. I don't know about that one. All right, so that will be good for the March meeting. Any updates on the sewer grant, the COVID grant?
Yeah, so should be getting a schedule here shortly from him. But my anticipation is that it's either going to be in the next week or two. The screen project will be happening here. Just getting final schedule. I have to make sure it all works with Craig.
Right.
Too.
Yeah.
So
coordination.
Yeah.
Time and temperature.
Exactly. That's going to be all happening very soon here.
2 weeks.
Yeah, like 2 weeks, like 1 to 2 weeks. That's going to start happening. Everything's. Everything's been shipped and ready to go. We just can wait for a little warmer weather here, which seems like it's coming here. So that's going to be full on here real soon. There's still $70,000 that the borough should discuss here, what they want to do with that, whether that be another set of membranes or put towards this emergency project, or however way you guys want to do with that. I just hate to see you lose that money.
Right,
so.
But we'll have time.
Yeah.
Once you have that installed down there and we're done, we know that project's complete, then we'll see that final number and then we can decide what we want to do. Because we would have till September for that as well.
Yeah, you'd have till September to incur any expenses.
Because we could, if we decided, we could always see if we could do a transfer of that money and put it towards the payment on the loan. Okay.
Yeah, because I talked to Brandon. I don't have anything in writing from him, but I talked to Brandon about the potential of maybe using it towards that, that emergency project. He seemed pretty receptive to it because it was improvements to the sewer systems. Still within the same kind of scope of work.
Right.
So, if that's what the borough wants to do, I would obviously get something until then, something to keep in mind.
Land tech sewer connection, is that still?
Yeah, they're in the DEP for their sewage planning, so that's kind of on them. And whenever they get through that, if they get through that, then we'll take it from there.
Anything else for engineering specific?
Just on the emergency effluent project, the contractor, he's ready to go. I've told them that they haven't secured the loan yet, or at least that's my understanding. There's still some paperwork being worked out, which
should be done by the end of this week, just to.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So whenever that gets worked out and it's ready to go, just let me know, and then we'll get that
that project going as well.
Okay. I was going to say, I mean, the borough does have some funds, so, and I know that when we talk with the bank, we can, as long as we keep invoicing and the copies of the checks, we can expense and then get reimbursed ourselves from that funding. So, but they're not going to get be on the ground running in a week anyway.
No.
Especially with a rainy week coming up. So.
Yeah, I think, you know, just like the screen project, they're hoping for a little warmer weather here, so maybe a week. Same kind of timeline, though. I think maybe in a week or two, that project will also kick off and start going as well.
That's right. I think we'll be probably with it, right? All right. The commercial industrial customer connections, I'm kind of thinking, I know Craig wants to see us kind of move forward with this, but with the Stranger project kind of coming to an end and affluent lines ramping up, I think we're going to work on it, but I think it's going to be a few weeks before there's like a lot of effort put into that, if anybody. Proposed budget, borough and township intermunicipal service agreement. I think that's kind of, is that along with the DEP?
Yeah, they got to get through DEP first before we work on any of that.
The EDMR report was in everybody's packet.
I hate to interrupt, but do you need FLB on the line any longer?
I do not. The only thing, and we'll just email, Craig had brought up an issue he's having with an account, which Lori, he provided a copy of it. We'll email it to you, because we're having a problem getting someone to complete a project at the wastewater treatment plant, but we'll email you.
We're happy to take a look.
All right, thank you. No, you're good, thanks, Sam.
Great. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Alrighty, manholes we were going to table till better weather. The Martin's quote, which is what we discussed last Sunday with Craig, for them to come up and look at the electric situation down at the wastewater treatment plant, is $2,290 for them to come up and do an evaluation of the plant. So we need to approve that quote.
I would like to make a motion to approve the quote by the Martin's company to come up and do an evaluation.
I'll second it.
Should that be subject to the borough's standard terms and conditions?
Yes, Michael.
Yes. Subject to the borough's standards, standard
conditions
and terms.
I'll second it.
First from Lisa, second by Karen. Any further discussion? Hearing them call for a vote, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries 4-0. I will just say there's definitely an electric issue down here because there's a heater that went bad. Jim and I went down on Saturday to change it out for Craig, and the new heater wouldn't run. And Jim's like, what is like going on with this? So he put a voltage meter on it, and it's getting half the voltage it should be getting. So there's clearly something not...
Needs to be something. Has
something
to be,
is not
found
quite
out.
Down there. So, so it'll be good to have them come and look at it. Effluent line. Oh, that's what I... But they said it was okay as long as the borough approved it. So I received a phone call last week sometime from Luke Hector. They're doing some sort of survey down at the Genon property site. And he knew, obviously he's well aware of the effluent line because we had cleared the easement. He knew we had recently had it surveyed and staked out. So he said there's no problems with it, but he wanted to know if he could have a copy of that. Instead of him spending more money to have it staked out when we've already just had Van Cleef there. So I did send an email out to FLB and to Tyler to see if there would be any reason why we shouldn't do that legally for whatever reason. FLB had no problems with it. Van Cleef has like a release form. If Lou is willing to fill out that release form, they have no problem giving it. But they wanted to make sure the council was okay with it. So
yeah, I mean, he was very great with us through the whole thing. I think it was is the proper thing.
And I talked to him and told him, you know, what we were up to now. I said that we're soon to have the effluent line fixed and there'll be more people in and out, and he didn't seem to have any problems. So
So I'll make that motion. I make a motion to approve sharing the survey of the effluent line with Lou Pector, provided
any stipulation. His
document,
his paperwork.
Well, the
engineering stuff. Yeah.
Or you want him to sign off on it?
Yeah, we'll just email him that, and then if he fills that out.
I didn't look at it in detail, but didn't Steve say it's not a borough agreement?
No, it's a Van Cleef agreement. They just wanted to make sure that the borough was
okay with it.
Yes.
Okay with it.
You paid for it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I make a motion that the engineer share the survey with Lou Pector of the effluent line easement. I'll second.
In a second. First from Karen, second from Lisa. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 4-0. So we'll work on that and then.
Yeah.
If you don't have his email, I'm sure I have it.
Sounds good. Yeah. We just want that before anything's sent.
Yeah, no, that's totally fine. All right, is there anything else for sewer? I don't have anything. Streets, garage ceiling, I say we keep just tabling it on there until they're done with that out there. I did have her put on here the ADA warning ramp pad color. So I had an email from the gentleman who is overseeing the bidding process for the resurfacing for PennDOT for the 512-611 resurfacing project. He asked what color we wanted on our ADA ramp warnings, and I was like, I didn't know they come in colors. So we have brick red downtown is what I found out. So the little dots, those plastic pads that are in at the end, come in different colors. He gave me the list of colors. If you saw the email, you would see. If you looked at the email, I had Lori put in the packet, the list of colors was there. I do like the blue, I will say. And since Portland typically goes with the blue, but I didn't want to just tell them a color. So if we want to stick with brick red, which is what's down there, if we want to look at the blue, we go to blue. I did look, so I was like,
well. So you could pick red or blue, and they both mean the same thing?
Yeah, like they're the same pad. They have it in yellow, they have blue.
Do the ADA people know it? Do the handicappers know all this?
PennDOT has.
I would say go with blue because handicap signs are blue.
Right, like I just.
They would probably know that.
We're kind of a water feature, whatever. And so I did, because the train station sidewalk has it, we have some in our sidewalk, and I was like, well, I'm going to want mine blue if the borough does blue. So I did look, and you can actually replace them because they do break down over time because they're just like a plastic. So I was like, well, maybe eventually I might end up changing them. But I would like to see the PennDOT, when they do the summer project, I would like to see the blue. All right. I told him I'd email him by tomorrow. He's like, no later than Thursday. So you guys are okay with blue.
Well, but I just have one question.
Yeah.
So they're all being replaced, so we're not going to have red and blue.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. They're only going to do at the only place that I could see, I walked around downtown, that would be involved in the resurfacing project would be at the traffic light.
Because I'm just throwing it out there. If there's some red, then we're going to have red and blue.
Yeah, you can't really see it, though.
Wow.
I mean, I don't. I mean,
kind of maybe so would want because to be there's only with the
so the only sidewalk that I know of that has it other than what they're going to do at the traffic light is the train station sidewalk at the beginning and the end by Chuck's, by the edge of the woods, by the end by the gas the auto repair, and then the middle by the Christmas tree. There's two paths, so I think there's four total paths. Other than that, I don't think any of the other sidewalk has it because there haven't been any upgrades to any of the other sidewalks.
So then they'll all be blue. So there won't be any more.
Ours will be red, but I'm going to.
When you say ours, what
like my train station sidewalk is not going to be changed with that project.
It will not be changed.
No.
So they're going to be red.
But they may change to blue.
You might change them to blue at some point.
Gotcha. Yeah. I've already looked into it.
Got it.
Again, I think things need to be uniform. You can't expect people to know, oh, you can have 12.
Yeah.
How are everybody going to know what each color means? Right.
It's just a ramp. See the ramp. It's just the color of the ramp. It's just a ramp. Obviously, it's a ramp.
Color has a meaning.
Right. No, they have yellow, blue.
The color really does have
red.
Obviously, they're all different colors, so their color doesn't mean anything.
They have like five different colors, so I don't.
I don't really care.
Okay, we'll just go with blue. Alrighty, anything else for streets?
What do you do a motion to say?
Do you want to do a motion for it?
That's the best way to memorialize it.
Okay, we'll memorialize it.
I'll make a motion to have ramps, the handicap ramps that are going to be installed with the paving project, PennDOT resurfacing project to be blue.
To be handicap blue.
Okay.
We'll call it handicap blue.
It pretty much is. I think it almost is. All right, first from Karen, second from Lisa. Any further discussion?
No. No more.
What color is the train station going to be?
We'll make them one. It's like $200 a pound. It's okay. Why not? Right?
The rainbow.
Right? All right. I'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries 4-0. Make them all different colors. 16, zoning, building, and property maintenance. We don't, as long as we're good with the RPL things, and we are. Yeah, you're all good. Right. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
I know Bruce and I were both sick last week, so we were going to try and get together and look at the generator quotes and the RAM stuff, and it just didn't happen because we were already having our own germ. So we're going to skip over and just keep that on here. Slate Hills Enterprise, I don't believe there's anything.
No. Can I just throw something?
Yeah.
I think it would be sort of property maintenance, or it could be grant committee. Oh, I'll go down to grant. I see there's something mentioned down there, so I'll.
Okay.
Never mind.
17, fire safety and police chief. Make sure you are here. Hi.
Hey. The month of February, we had 38 total incidents, 2 EMS calls, 1 motor vehicle crash, 1 stolen vehicle, which was a trailer from Ultrapilot like 6 months ago, but I guess they just determined they were worried, the other company was worried about it. 1 road hazard, 2 business checks, 5 parking violations, 1 dumping complaint, 13.
What?
1 dumping complaint.
Dumping?
Dumping, garbage. 13 traffic stops, 6 traffic details, 3 traffic controls, and 3 bank escorts. Issued 4 parking tickets and 4 traffic citations.
4 parking tickets?
Parking.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Do we have a copy?
The next one's on the list. Would you like me to go through them one at a time or all in one shot? That's why I did it.
Do we have a copy of this report?
Which report? The police report?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see one in the packet.
Yeah, me neither.
Maybe I forgot it.
Have you been giving a copy to Lori?
Yeah, maybe I forgot it. I don't know. Sorry.
I didn't recall seeing it, but
the other day. I can forward it.
No biggie.
You want to look at this one?
No.
It's
fine. I just thought I missed something.
All right, so the next one is, I know we've discussed this in the past about the increases. Me and Lance sat down a couple weeks ago just to go over some stuff. He brought up about, instead of the dollar increase, the 50 cents for everybody and a dollar for myself. And if need be, we can discuss it in the future for that one.
Is there any option for right now?
Well, I guess we wanted to maybe do the 50 cent
rate. The budget to increase 50 cents.
Their budget is, yes. Their budget is good if we do it in season.
And the, what's the rate now?
20?
20?
24? I think I'm 25.
I definitely have it on my computer.
I know I have it on mine.
because I had it for the budgets, so I probably have it in the budget.
I have a running total of the budget. Every time we pay something, I take it out. We're currently at a little over $58,000.
So
out of the 65.
So right now, Todd is at 25 per hour. Greg, Mike, and Jonathan are at 24 per hour. And then we hired our new officer, I assume, at 24.
Hey, everybody's just scared.
So they're all 24, you're 25. So they would be 25.50.
24.50.
Or 24.50.
26.
I'm sure we'll take $1.50.
23.50. You said the last one was hired at 23.
No,
they're all 24, so they'd be 24.50.
Are you looking to give the new officer an increase right now, or would you want to wait on vacancy?
He got hired in
November.
December, basically. He waited for his uniform.
So he's been here.
So he's been on the road since being in January.
Well, maybe we should have like a 90 days. After 90 days, they can be up to par with everybody else or something like that.
Can you let us know if he's up to par with everybody else in 90 days?
So I'll make a motion to increase the officer's pay for people, officers that have been employed more than 90 days to 50 cents more an hour.
And chief,
$1 an hour.
So you want his 90 days to start from when he started on the road?
Yeah.
From when?
That's what I fear. I just want to just make sure we're saying.
Okay. So Karen made it first.
Did I
say?
Did you put me for a second?
No, I didn't.
I was second.
Okay.
I don't know why I was thinking because I interjected.
You didn't talk out loud.
No, that's okay. I wasn't assuming.
And then I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm kind of writing and thinking, and I have my questions ready.
Right. So we have first from Karen, second from Lisa, to increase all officers over 90 days of employment
on the road.
On the road. To $24.50 an hour, and then chief's position to $26 per hour. Any other discussion or comments? All right, hearing none, call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 4-0. And then the next item.
The next one is a training class that I would like to attend. It's in May, it's for a week. It's through Penn State University. It's a supervisory leadership command class that's actually pretty well known throughout the nation. There's five separate, I don't know if everybody got the flyer. There's five separate classes. This is the first one. This is being held in Lehigh Township. It kind of goes over the course highlights here. Supervisory roles, transition to supervisory positions, dealing with problem employees, situational leadership, hostile work environments, getting discipline cases.
Excellent questions.
Good.
I feel like I jumped in.
Oh, it doesn't. No, you're good.
So I just want to clarify some stuff.
Yep.
So, do you work on Sprint 2 or no?
Yes.
Okay. Is the total 834 for 5 days?
It's for the whole week, yeah.
And it's a day trip to and from?
The township?
You're not going to be spending.
No, it's like 40 minutes, 45
and
minutes.
Is your other job putting the money towards this?
No, because technically I'm not in a supervisory role there, but I did.
Do you have to be in a supervisor role to take this class?
You don't have to be. I already did bring it up to them because I'm going to need 2 days off. So I'm hoping they're going to give me those 2 days of training.
So if they gave you the 2 days of training, that would deduct from what we have? Is that what you mean? Or?
Yeah, they would pay me. So like this week I work Wednesday. I'm scheduled to work Wednesday, Thursday there. So they would pay me that Wednesday and Thursday.
They would pay him for his time off, but not
the training.
Not the training.
Yeah.
think that's what Lisa, but you're asking all the same things I was going to ask, so. Yeah.
And I don't have an issue, it's, you're paying $834. So Monday and Tuesday, I would be off. Friday, I would be off. I'm not concerned about the borough paying me for the training hours.
No, you would just want to be paid for the training?
Correct. Because the class is $830, so I'm not going to,
Right, you're not asking us to pay you for the day and then pay for the class.
Since it's close, I'll be up to, but.
And you're just going to drive? Because that's what I was like, are you going to drive?
Oh, yeah, I'll drive.
So she was asking all the same.
Yes.
So you said there's five separate classes, meaning five in this?
No.
So
there's five, so.
So in another 6 months, they're going to be training too.
No, they're not usually that close. It's maybe once a year, but this is the first I've seen it come up in a couple of years. So it could be 2 years before the next one comes up, because they're not always local.
For this particular thing, or they cover different sections?
There's five separate courses in this sequence.
Should look at it.
This is the first one out of all five.
Okay.
So there's four more.
So then there's a big gap?
Well, they have them all the time, but a lot of times guys wait till they're close.
Oh, I see. Driving distance.
Not.
Right. We did driving distance. Right.
So I can take this one, and it could be another year and a half, maybe 2 years before the next one comes around.
Okay. So. That, now I get it. Driving distance. It's kind of like the PSAB stuff. It's so far away to go to these
places. Yeah, if you get ones out the western side, it's like I'm not going out there for.
Okay. Are they this much each one?
That I do not know. I didn't look.
My guess is probably.
And this is cheap. The bigger ones, like through Northwestern University, there's one through, I think, the FBI, they're like $4,000 to $5,000. Okay. So
I do have more questions. I'm sorry. I don't want you to feel like I'm picking on you, because that is not my intent, but I am information seeking. At the end, you get like a certificate.
Yeah, you get a certificate from each one.
And so at the end of this May deal, you would have a certificate for that thing. Does that
expire?
Well, no.
Do you have, that's what I was going to ask, is it considered a certification where you then would do other things to keep up that?
No, there's no refreshers for. I mean, there's other classes you could probably take, but there's no. You have to come back and take a refresher course. Kind of like going to college. Mm-hmm. You go to whatever that degree.
It's just like a continuing education kind of thing. It sounds like.
Yeah.
Updating on the newer technology, newer procedures.
So if you got it, would it make you? I'm just asking. More marketable to go someplace else?
Yep. I'm not going to say no.
I'm just
because
saying.
Because any training can do that.
Agreed.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest with you, when I do training, I have to pay for it myself because it's a certification that I would take with me. Mm-hmm. I get no reimbursement from my employer. That's why I'm asking. Not to sound sarcastic.
Yeah, no, I'm not
going to
say anything.
I'm just saying, I would hate to think we're paying for you to vote to better yourself.
Yeah.
Maybe if we were a full-time gig, I would be like, absolutely, here you go. Or there would be, and I know we have a budget, and I don't agree with how some people look at the budget, but I get we have a budget for the police department. But I just.
Well, you could have at where I think you're going with this, and things that I've seen in education, if we're willing to pay for you to get those credits, you have to reimburse us if you leave within 5 years or something like that. Like, in other words, if you do this and have an intent to leave and you leave next year.
We had the same conversation with the TASER training.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because we're small, and to me, this money, if we need to take money from somewhere, it will have to come from the police budget at some point. It's not like that money is just laying there that, we have it, we'll use it. It's. We robbed Peter to pay Paul. We just took $75,000 out of one place to put in another. So I just need to know what it's for. And I would maybe, if we're going to approve it, would want a stipulation that if he leaves within a year, he's got to reimburse us that. That's what, I'd have to do at my job if I got paid for something.
Yeah.
other than CPR.
If you said no, you would not hurt my feelings at all. I just looked at that
whole thing. I'm not afraid to hurt you.
No, I know, I'm just saying.
Well, at the same time, things, you know, change, and our police department should be up to date on some of the latest technology and...
Well, I think that's going to be the next thing he reads. Howard wants a change with his detention bench. $550 your shipping. Can we think about that?
What? The detention bench?
No, can we think about the
supervisor role? Well, let's think about the supervisor role. We're up to the detention bench.
Okay.
That's the detention bench.
Sounds good. Where do the criminals sit now when they're arrested?
Nowhere.
In a wooden chair.
In a wooden chair, like
we a safety
used to have sit here where Mark used to sit. Remember that wooden chair that's up there? That's what's in the police office. They have nowhere really to...
They gave you a quote for two. I don't know why. He gave you two different prices, one with a back and one without a back, where it'll just go against the wall. In my opinion, you don't need a back because they're sitting against the wall. I really don't care if I'm confident. He quoted me for two for some reason. I don't know why.
So this $1,335 is for two?
Would be for one.
Oh.
Yeah.
And $550 for shipping.
It costs more to ship it than
heavy.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that's a lot.
Where does it come from? I'm just curious.
No, it's
not full. Yeah, but it's free.
We could pick it up.
It's coming free, so.
I'd have to relook to see where they were from. I don't remember where the company was from.
And I'm going to assume that with freight, they're probably going to want a forklift, so probably you're going to have the food pantry come up here with theirs, or we'll have to go down there. You'll have to get it delivered down there at the station, at the fire department.
Yeah.
I wonder how much it weighs and how you're going to get it in here.
So I have a question.
Well, I can't see it weighing that much where we can't carry it in, but like we will.
So they do get bolted to the floor.
Oh, they get bolted.
From the basement. Yeah, they're going to go into the basement and... bolted into the floor.
So they bolted into the floor, and then there's what, like a bar or something that they
get. Yeah, it's a metal bar that goes around the edge, so your hand would just get cut through
the... So, I have another question, if that's okay with everybody.
Yeah.
So, in the past, how long have you been here?
2018, 19.
All right. So, in the 2000s, since you've been here...
Eight years.
Do you know how many?
I've had two.
Two. Anybody else? Do you remember?
No.
How about the past 2 years?
Is there some kind of apparatus we could just rig up?
There was none last year.
Okay. All right. Because the whole purpose of the detention bench, tell me if I'm wrong, do you cuff them while you're working on their stuff?
Because they're sitting next to you while you're typing on the computer.
Okay.
So the thing is, we're working by ourselves. Mm-hmm. So MedTed doesn't want to listen. Now we're rolling around in an office with thousands of projectiles. And...
So you've had one, none the past year and one the year before, mm-hmm. you say? Okay. So one in 2 years.
One was before that.
There's no alternative type of bar they can be handcuffed to and sit in a regular chair and just...
I don't know if I want to attach a bar
to the walls.
To the floor, maybe. Make them stand. Make them uncomfortable.
Was the floor not wood? If you're attaching it, bolting it to the floor, isn't the floor wood?
I think because they're going under, probably attaching.
Yeah, there's
steel beams or something?
Studs, and you can make brackets to support it. Hmm.
Now, once they do that, is that movable?
If you unbolt it. You mean like if you were to remove it somewhere else?
So if we had a new municipal building.
Oh yeah, it's just going to unbolt from the floor and go wherever you want it.
That you take with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's important too because.
Right?
It'll just unbolt.
Yeah.
Well, the news station will have a nice prison, so we won't have to work.
I don't know if I go that far, although it could be a constant.
We do have one.
Oh, yeah, down the
It's
pokey.
Very antiquated.
Oh, yeah, you can put them in the pokey.
They can go old school.
Old school.
After you were over there, you've been so quiet.
No, I'm just listening.
Okay.
I'll fire up the wood stove and let her down there, though.
Too bad. No comfort. That's what you just said, right?
That's right.
We don't care if you're too bad. We don't need to be comfortable.
Here's your bottle of water. It's frozen.
Right? Okay. So, do you want to? Do we want to think about these? We can always think about them and have them on for the next meeting for approval.
Like the board. Is that enough time for you? If we say yes, that you would have enough time to register for that?
I believe so. I don't know how quick it.
Did you vote on the raises?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Would you feel more comfortable tabling these?
For a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's not till May 8th. I don't see anything on here about a registration deadline.
Yeah, they may only have so many seats, though.
But they might only have.
Some of those only take so many people, but. Well, it's friendly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Apparently it is.
Okay, we're going to table these. So, what's the, is it 323?
I think so.
That's the next meeting, right?
Yes, 323.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, anything else for?
That is all I have.
Okay.
Thank you.
Legal, you have anything, Mike, right now?
I would like to have an executive session at 9 o'clock if we could. Hopefully, right now we're on schedule to be done by then.
Okay, but that's okay, we'll see.
9 o'clock, right, I have something scheduled.
Okay.
And then, I just want to be clear about what's going to happen in regards to the loan closing. So,
the loan closing.
Oh.
Fidelity. So, $50,000, I think, has to be drawn at closing on the loan under the IRS rules in order to be tax exempt. But one of the things that will be paid at closing is the cost of issuance. They need to know the cost of issuance in order to fill out the IRS form. So, there is language in the resolution that says that the officers are authorized to take whatever necessary or convenient steps to close the loan, you know, according to the financial requirements, that kind of thing. So the what the expectation is that Stephanie will be approving the cost of issuance at closing. Cost of issuance will essentially be bank's origination fee, which is $1,000, bank's counsel fees, which are $3,500, and not to exceed $3,500, and bar fees, so you've got King's Bride's fees. So,
which are what?
I have to have it run tomorrow. I don't know what the amount is going to be.
Let's make sure one of us did actually.
But I just want you to know that that's what will be paid. Obviously, everything's subject to Stephanie approving. But that will happen outside of the regular meeting schedule, which is typical of municipal finances.
And won't do anything crazy.
Just
let
me hear the car
start.
You know what,
my ear. Yeah, it's a car start.
So we started
the car.
I just want to make sure.
Now it's driving away. That's high speed.
It's got to be down here.
Is it somebody down here?
I just want to make sure somebody didn't accidentally.
Like, start their car,
Mike. My car doesn't do that, unfortunately.
I'm like,
10 years old.
Tyler left a while ago, so it's not Tyler.
Yeah.
No.
That's all. She heard it. I left and I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I don't know. So who was it? Did somebody's car get stolen?
Yeah, right.
Somebody's car still out there?
Story. We'll worry about that. Just don't want to run out of gas. They can take it. They just can't run out of gas.
All right.
Okay, that's all.
19, subdivision and land development. We have the RPL East LLC proposed subdivision plan, current deadline of April 1st.
I feel like we just did this.
We do.
Yeah. Do it almost every 3 days.
I think it's going to say every, basically every 90 days,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like an every 90 day cycle.
So can we do that on the 23rd?
No, we have to do it to that.
Well, just do it to that. Well,
let's
why
get it over with.
Oh,
what difference does it make?
The motion to We just make the motion and we have to read it.
To accept the offer or extension through July 1st, 2026 on the RPL East proposed subdivision plan. That's the first motion.
I'll second it.
Lisa made the first, Karen made the second. Any further discussion? And then we'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries 4-0.
And the second motion is to accept the offer of extension through July 1st, 2026 on the RPL East LLC proposed plan, industrial park plan.
I'll make it.
I made that motion.
I'll second it.
I was minding it as he was saying. I was trying to keep up with you.
I had my head down. I wasn't
laughing. Practicing for next time.
Yes, I'm practicing so I can do it next time.
Lisa made the first, Karen made the second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries 4-0. All right, 20, Portland Borough Authority.
Yeah.
He's on here. We'll see if he unmutes himself. You want me to unmute you?
I got nothing.
He's got nothing. Okay.
He has Olivia.
I got nothing.
He's got nothing because he's got Olivia.
That's right. I'm
pulling
her in her hair right now.
No report for Water Authority. How about for Mayor's report?
None.
And Cobb?
None.
You'll store it up for next time. That's okay.
You have to be remote all the time.
Right? All right, 23. Portland Community Development and Community Events. Lisa, you are on here. But it's the same stuff. I just had to put the dates on there.
Yep, the time. Oh, did you get my email?
I did, and I just corrected it before
I forget
came
what
here.
The error was.
I forgot. I left off. Don't be late. Like, do not be late.
Do be late.
Do be late. If I forgot not on my flyer.
Do not. I forgot the not.
I did.
For what?
I just corrected it. So I'll put it then. I'll make it a Facebook event.
Yeah, just double check. Make sure I didn't see anything else.
No, I did double check it then.
Yeah, just.
That would be my brain stuffiness the other day I was working on it.
And that would be the little ones, too. Right? The parents would be really upset because they're so little.
I will make it as a Facebook event, and then I will also send it to Lori. And as long as when you print it, you say fit to page, it'll print it on the page. And then if you want to put one in the box out here.
And put one in the post office.
Yeah.
And we'll save one so that... we can put it on Facebook, we can put it wherever else. Just save a copy too.
Yeah.
And I might
take it. Yeah, I mean, if you want, like, you can put one, we can put one in the Bethel post office. Teresa's has a bulletin board. The diner has a bulletin. There's only a few places left with public. Oh, the bank. Can stop in Fidelity. They don't mind if we put stuff in on their back.
So you want maybe
yeah,
like
so we
five,
can print
six?
Just a couple. Yeah, like five or six of them we'll print. Yeah. Do you want, I just put Founders Day on here. Do you want the date on there? Or the time, I mean?
Founders Day is going to be noon to 5 if 12. You want to add that just so that it's there and everybody knows.
Okay.
And we do have a large flower heads booked. I have to call the lady to get the contract and review the contract, but I want to confirm that it can be a rain or shine event and we'll go inside.
Oh, yeah.
If it rains, just because I can't see, it's a lot of money and I would hate to lose money if it rained, and I just can't see with the way they book up. I don't know that they'll be able to do it. They're going to lose money if they make a rain date with us.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So I just do it all. Plus, then who else might cancel? So, but that's going well. So,
okay. Good. All right. 24 grant committee. I'll be honest. I did nothing with this
last week. Postpone it. Till you guys feel better.
But you have something you wanted to bring up.
So.
It is currently to me.
So
you talk, I'm gonna look.
So yeah, I think it was going somewhere else, maybe on 611 or something.
I'm trying to see if I see any lights down there.
So there is a possible grant. I don't know that we'll get it, but there is a possible grant that I want to try to fill out. It's due by March 9th. Lance attended the meeting today. It's through Ryan McKenzie.
I saw that. I was wondering.
And
okay.
It had, don't quote me, I just glanced at it and I asked Lance if he could listen on the meeting, so we had somebody listen. And over the weekend I saw it. And you had to attend the meeting if you had to.
All in anymore. Right.
Yeah, the meeting was Monday, right?
Today at 1:00.
Oh, it was today.
I listened to it at 1:00. It's through Brian McKenzie, the Appropriation Committee,
yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to, it doesn't hurt to try, and no, I don't have formal plans or anything, I'm just going for it. I'm going to put in for a grant for $500,000 for a new building. I didn't think anything further than, I'm just going to, what are they going to do, say no like you did? I mean, what if they say yes? What if they ask for more? Then we can panic and get something. But I thought, you know what? There is no community bargaining down there that I see.
No, oh, but working on it though.
Yeah,
she's
you
been
better,
texting me.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
And so we already said she could put her garden
I'm
down
really
there.
I'm thinking ball field.
Putting a building down on the ball field.
What are we, do we have
no
limitations
down there
with our
is there?
Property?
There's no
like,
parking down there.
Well, the property which would include the building has to be, it was not used for municipal purposes. That's back in the school.
But not even this. Let's say the ball field.
I don't know if the ball field on the deed. I don't know. Is that what? Is that?
I don't know. But like, if it, let's say it was.
Yeah.
Or what? Are we allowed to convert it to like a building property?
I don't have an answer on hand. But if the rule is that it has to be used for municipal purposes, having a municipal building gathering would be. Now, if you got the ball for some other way and said it's got to be used for a park or open space, well then you do have a problem.
Okay.
So we would have to know more about
how do I find that out?
It should be able to lease. We just need to look at probably the tax assessment information to see what the size. To see what the size of this property is and whether it includes the ball field. And then if it's two separate lots, which I think it is two separate lots, then we need to look at whether or not the school deed is the source of the ownership rights for each lot. It's not difficult to do.
Because I have other, like I said, I have ideas and I'm just throwing them around, but this grant is due like March 9th,
yeah.
So I would like.
What about sidewalks? Because I was wondering if it could be used for sidewalks. I was trying to read through it and I didn't know. And
well,
then I don't know, you know more about grant writing. I know absolutely nothing. Like, do you have
well,
to have.
I looked on the, there was a thing.
There was a list, I saw.
Right. So I was using it as a community building. Through, I want to say Department of Agriculture, but don't quote me on it, because I was glancing through it and just trying to come up with ideas. Doesn't the borough have property down on Division Street, down by?
Where the old carnival stand is. Yeah, across from K.
Just, again.
No, it's not very, there's some of it flat, but more of it's hill down to State Street. It's a slope, it's a pretty good slope there. Down where the monument, that's it, continues down the hill. So it starts down on the sidewalk on State Street and goes up and then flattens out.
So here, we would still keep these things up here.
Yeah.
We use this building. We could still use this for.
You know, I'm partial to old buildings, so.
I know, but I'm partial to
You're partial to this building?
I'm partial to rehabbing old buildings.
I'm kind of partial. I'm kind of with you.
Well, no, I agree, but I don't know.
Because I don't think there's any parking down there. We have no playground up here.
Yeah. That's my concern.
I want to know if sidewalks can be in that grant, but.
Well, I would. So we have talked about, and it was a rough winter because I was like, I so wanted to do a sidewalk evaluation.
Like,
but with all the snow and stuff, we couldn't. So I was
thinking, what we have to.
We'll get together.
Yeah, I want to talk to
you.
You or know about writing grants.
Oh, and the both of us can, but that's what I wanted to use the statewide LSA for, was the sidewalks.
Mm-hmm.
Because that, you can definitely use for sidewalks.
I I will work with you on that.
Yeah, that's
I'll take the lead because I don't know what to do, but if you tell me what to do and how I can help, I will help.
Because now that there's snow,
follow the direction and try to not get too much into it. You follow the
now
direction.
That all the
well, like, do we have to go around and get a quote first? We have to have an idea of how much
you
money.
You don't have to truly get a quote. They don't. Most of them don't ask
we'll
for
we'll
it.
We'll look at it.
We'll yeah. talk. We'll don't have to waste time.
I think you need a budget.
I figured like once the snow melted, now we can go out and start looking at the sign.
I got a quote for the building, which is $350,000.
For a building, new building?
And it doesn't
including
include
land.
Blah, 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 so I ballparked it. Well, I was thinking if we had this and we take care of it, I figured hopefully we own it or somehow have it. That's what I would have to do more research, but that's what I was thinking, something we already have, if we could do it on the below here, if we could do it there, if we could do it on the Division Street property. I was just coming up with it because we only have like 7 days to do it.
Mm. I mean, it's not that, I mean, it's fine.
The worst thing they do is say no.
Right.
And if they don't, I already got a quote for a building.
Yeah, so, well, no, we know that, but the question would be, is it on the same
block? Right, it's just a shower, basically. It's just a building.
But I'm already counting that we have the land because the other 150 I felt we would need for that. It's a mobile modular office.
Well, this
but
is
it's like 2,500 square feet. I wanted to have storage. I wanted to, because I figured,
yeah, it looks like it's
going to be a lot to try to do this. I would love to rehab this, but I don't think we need one grant.
It's a labor of love.
To.
Yeah, it's a labor of love and money. That's how you look at this.
Right, but
it's
not my love or my money. That's
no,
the problem,
no, no,
too.
No. But that's why you need to find grant money. For this, you need grant money.
But yeah. I don't know where we're going to find.
There are some, but there's few and far between, and you have to make a compelling money.
I just figured we don't have a ton of money.
Well,
yeah.
Can you kind of want to do a new building, but can you use the grant to repoint the bricks, put in new windows?
But I think we need to start, we have a bad roof. Again, I talk about polishing a turd that was in a movie.
I was just using the walls as an example.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, we would have to really get the bell tower removed. I don't even know how much that would be. That needs to go. That needs to kind of, I don't, or rehab or something.
Rehab it, yeah.
But I don't know where you even start because there's so many things. There's the insulation or lack of, there's the windows, there's like.
But my question is, would the grant, McKenzie grant, cover anything like that or no? Even if we piecemealed it and started with the roof.
I would have to see, but I would have to then have, we talked about having an architect who would come in and tell us.
Well, we've been down that road before.
We did have that.
We have Ray O'Brien here.
It looks like
the ball field is on the, same as the deed as this one here.
Sarah, right?
It's on the same.
Sarah. Starter, but she's married now. Sarah Starter was here for hours. She worked for Ray O'Brien. Yeah, she works for O'Brien. She was here for hours the one day and did a very thorough evaluation on the building.
Do we have that evaluation anymore? I'd like to think we kept it if we paid for it.
I don't think we ever got anything. They had reached out and asked somebody for something, and I don't remember. But I don't think it ever went forward.
We'll have to go back and look at emails and see.
Was it Patrick?
I know Patrick and I met with Ray O'Brien here one day.
I can go back and find the O'Brien
stuff. Yeah, she was here, because she was here for hours the one day. She was in the basement, and she was here, there, and everywhere. But anyway.
Well, essentially, I have till next Monday, so I would need stuff quickly to see if we could possibly use it for here. Otherwise, I was just thinking of throwing a new building down there. Not that we have to get rid of the whole ball field, but just kind of situate it somewhere and use that back end for a park, because we don't use it as a ball field. But I would certainly not mind keeping open space.
There's no parking down there. I say keep it open.
Well, you have to make the parking. You have to, there's no parking for a baseball field either. Like,
no.
It's true. Just sitting there in dog shit every month. It would be better to have it
utilized.
Right, if we made a nice little park, or made a better, bigger park from here down to there, maybe a walking trail. I mean, there's so many things we could do with down there, not just have a ball field that's going to be used once a year, if that. That's all. I'm not saying I don't like this building. I think this building is fascinating, and I would love to keep it. I'd love to keep a lot of this.
Well, why don't you ask for a $500,000 grant for repairs to the building, and if they
figure out how to use it. Because I would love to ask for $1.5 million then to do this, but I just don't know.
Ask for a million. If they say no, they say no.
But I just don't know that somebody's going to look at Portland and the tax base and the amount of people and say, yeah, I believe in this place and I'm going to refurbish this.
Well, we're also very small and don't have any money, and I think that leaves us open to get grants because we are so small.
But a lot of times
and so
we don't
limited.
Because we're small. So yeah. It's a catch 22.
Yes.
I just was going to, I'm doing something.
Okay.
All right. I don't know what, but
okay.
I'll be asking for something. If somebody could find the Ray O'Brien, whatever, to give me a ballpark of what they
and want. And a little property research for down there. The
well, I know there was a quote
he
for
said he saw it was on the deed.
On the deed.
Right?
He just looked it up.
Right? Yeah.
It was on all the same deed.
Oh, yes, I think it's all on the Tom School deed. And I think if I recollect that property, it's a statement that it's not used for municipal purposes, which comes out of the school. But the school code allows the school districts to give the property for free to municipalities so long as it's used for municipal purposes.
So it's ours forever as long as it's used for municipal
purposes?
No,
it's ours for 100 years.
No, it's not forever. It's not 100 years. From what I remember,
get confirmation on that somehow?
There was 100 years
at
least for the authority, I think. For the authority. We leased a section.
Where would this information be found?
On the deed.
On the deed.
I'm going to go forward it to everybody else. I have it.
You have a copy of the deed?
I don't have a copy of the 99 years.
Forward it to everybody.
Well, that's why I'm not so sure.
Because we've been wondering about this for years.
We rent that.
Yeah. Well, we'll look into that.
All right.
Okay.
We need to confirm this lease, please. Lori, could you
She's sending us all the deeds. She has a copy of the deed.
Thank you. Lori's sending the deeds.
Perfect.
And if we could do the Ray O'Brien so I can start. I think Lance is looking for paperwork. We'll look for the paperwork after the meeting, so we'll have to do that tomorrow.
Okay. So the 3-9 is the deadline. That's the due date.
I'm 99.9% sure it's said March 9th.
Yeah, that's okay. Just
right.
I did.
Okay, yeah. March 9th.
Okay.
So I'm fine doing it over, doing it and having it done by the weekend and then submitting it March 9th, like waiting for the.
Okay. Yeah. You're like, I'll do it on the deadline.
Well, I'll submit it on the deadline in case
we
have something else good coming.
Okay. 25, sanitation. I did have every intention of working on a letter to go out to the residents with you, but we'll work on that now. We'll just start recuperating here. About the trash pickup. We were gonna do a nice letter and
about have it being
Diane,
the cans and stuff.
Yeah, the cans, to go along with ordinance, yeah.
Okay.
And then have Diane mail that out, trash letter.
Lance did talk with Les, and he is going to clean up day.
Yes.
And he's also going to loan us big receptacles for Portland
days. Oh, I see. Nice.
I think we're getting a dozen. So he'll bring them, set them up.
Nice.
Then he'll collect the trash.
Nice.
For us. And then take the cans back. But they're not ours, just for the day.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, that's great.
They did it over at Warren County Fair, and they were huge and very helpful over there. So I can only think
Budget, finance, insurance, there's nothing to report that I'm aware of. Personnel, I still would like to try and meet with Brian to start one applicant to see if there's any interest. We'll work on that.
Mm-hmm.
Brian is?
He applied for maintenance. 28, policy, procedure, ordinance committee. I don't think there's anything right now to be reviewing, although there's things we should be doing. 29, planned sleep out. I did an email today. We do have a meeting this Thursday, the 5th at 7 in Penarnal. I did get a confirmation from Hailstone Economic that they are good for a public meeting on April 27th at 7. So when she confirmed, I did send an email to the fire department to ask if we could utilize the social hall for a public meeting on that night, and they did confirm that we could move down there.
Just for April 27th.
And what's the Hailstone?
They are who we planned Slate Bell applied for a grant to help pay the borough for zoning. So we hired the firm that we hired to oversee all the municipalities in Hailstone.
Okay, I know.
So they're going to go do every municipality. They're going to have a meeting in each municipality for public engagement, comments, and all that. So they really want thing, commission, zoning. So that's why I sent that one big email a couple weeks ago. You were on it too.
Are they going to advertise?
They're going to send us a flyer. Once everything was confirmed, they're going to create flyers, send us flyers. And then I will confirm with them on Thursday if we need to advertise or if they are going to. I figured doing it on the fourth Monday, we're already advertised for a regular meeting. So then we can kind of tag on to that. Maybe we might have to run an extra advertisement to say they're going to be here, but I'll talk to them on Thursday and find out.
Yeah,
I think we have plenty of time to get it lined up. So hopefully we'll get the public out, because anytime you want to do zoning or change anything, you know, they shut up. So it's just be nice to have them show up and have an engaging conversation. Slate Belt Rising. As soon as the weather starts to get nice, I am going to work with Fred downtown, and I'll see if anybody else wants to lend a hand, but we're going to start switching up to the stone in some of the flower bed. We're waiting just till spring to start working on that. And then, as Lisa mentioned, and I mentioned last week, the Slate Belt litter cleanup is April 18th. I did get an email today from Catherine Dubois, I think is her last name. She's filling in from CALV for Brian until we find a new manager for the program. Litter cleanup, I believe the email said it was from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on that day, and Les did acknowledge in that email that he will be bringing a dumpster, vests, gloves, etc., like he did to Portland for last year. So I will be the lead person again, as I've been in the past, so they'll have a sign up, etc., and we'll use the parking lot downtown as our staging area for the dumpster and for everybody to meet that day. So as I get more information, I'll make sure I share it with you guys, and then we'll also be posting it on the Facebook page so that anybody from the public is welcome to attend and help clean up litter. I will say, and it's interesting, there was more litter like the last year than there had been in the prior years while COVID was going on and people had to be at home. It's crazy. anything else? And then 31, old business. We're still kind of looking into ideas for trailers for the speed signs. The Perkin Ridge tree removal, now that spring is approaching, we'll probably look at that again. And any other old business? Any new business? None? All right. Any public non-agenda?
Really
only public here.
My favorite role.
So that means it's an executive session. So is your partner?
Yeah, let me.
You want to try reaching?
Yeah, I do, because I want to be able to go home and
read it. So we have to throw everybody out.
We might. Yeah, if Michael had kind of.
If he's not, well, he's not available, we'll just move ahead. But,
okay.
So
we're pretty much.
There's nothing else to do.
Yeah, we don't want.
We're not.
Cold here, so.
Do you want to go into executive session if you don't get a hold of him regardless?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so then we'll make a motion to go into executive session. Yeah. Hold up. So the time is now 8:39.
I make a motion to go into executive session.
I'll second it.
Lisa made the first. Karen is making the second. Any discussion?
Thanks, Todd.
Yeah.
Hearing no, call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 4-0.
Mike, do you want me there? Here.
Yeah, well, you can step out, Lance, so thank you.
You're good.
Yeah.
Thanks, Leah.